to this portfolio committee meeting in the year 2021, and I hope that you are still well, your families are well, and that you will stay safe in this dangerous pandemic. The chairs of portfolio committees are bound by and are obedient to the rules of Parliament and the laws of the Constitution of the Republic. No political party represented in this ad hoc committee should fear that as chair, I shall discriminate against you on the basis of the size of your party or the color of your skin. We are a multi-party democracy with a single purpose of serving South Africans as a whole, both black and white. All political parties represented in this committee are equally important and are entitled to their opinions, which must be considered on their merits and demerits, with a view to reaching consensus or sufficient consensus. I advised the committee secretary and the managers that when they develop the program, they should bear in mind that some members of this ad hoc committee are chairs of other committees and other members have political responsibilities in their parties. Because of unforeseen circumstances, the committee is meeting today on Wednesday instead of the agreed Fridays. We must apologize for this. In this ad hoc committee, we are not looking for a Freedom Front or EFF or ANC solution. We are looking for a South African solution for a South African problem. For this reason, I want to assure you that I shall treat all political parties, regardless of their size, as equals, and I shall attach equal importance to their contributions based on their merits and demerits. It is for this reason that it was decided that today's meeting should only focus on the program to ensure that it does not clash with other meetings or responsibilities of members, and to make provision for political parties to schedule their study groups so that they come to this ad hoc committee meetings with mandates from their principals. The land question is a build or break issue for our young democracy. It requires maximum unity of purpose. The resolution of the land question is a condition precedent for the success of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan adopted by Parliament. In your consideration of this problem, kindly factor in your responsibilities and study groups to ensure that the work of this ad hoc committee is prioritized, because South Africa will stand or fall depending on what we do or fail to do in this committee. Last but not least, honorable members, we decided that this meeting should not focus on any other thing but the program, to ensure that when we move forward, no one should say, I got short notice or I had other responsibilities, because we will have agreed on a program that will be binding on all of us, so that we move together as one in the search for a consensus or sufficient consensus on the issues before us. I thank you, honorable members. I would request that the program be flighted so that members can comment on what they see. The program is before you, and this draft program was developed by the management and are approved by the chair of chairs for your consideration, taking into account what I've just said in regard to your other commitments and responsibilities. Thank you. If I could be assisted, because I can't see who is raising the hand, if I could be assisted. I see Comrade Mapula Breitenbach and Dr. Annelie Lotre in that order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning to everybody. Just a quick look at this program makes it very clear that it's going to clash with the Justice Portfolio Committee on almost every date in this suggested in the program. So, of course, I don't expect to be accommodated. There's nothing one can do about this clash. The Portfolio Committee must sit and this committee must sit. And so I just want to draw your attention to the fact that there are other members also on the Justice Committee who will have the same problem that I have. And we will just have to find a way to make it work. So I'm just drawing your attention to that fact. I'm not asking for any accommodation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mapula. I think the committee secretary of Justice Committee is here. He will intervene and assist. Honorable Dr. Lodius.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chief. Yes, at this point, I don't have issues with the dates as such, but what I would just like to know, I see that we're going to go into consideration of the committee report. At what point would written submissions be scrutinized by the committee? Is that in any way going to be part of the program?
Okay, Honorable Shwambu.
No, I second the adoption of the agenda as proposed there. Chair. And I think we must proceed and finalize this bill of the Council of the Lama.
Thank you, Honorable Shibambo. I can see Honorable Malema is nodding next to you, so that's a consensus of the party there. But let's hear from the Committee Secretary of Justice and of this committee. How do we address this clash with the Justice Committee? Honorable Advocate Wanani?
Good morning, Chair.
Good morning.
It's a difficult one for me to answer. But if you look at the program, you will notice that we have tried to make use of Fridays so that, you know, we avoid those kinds of clashes. But then if we limit the meetings of the committee to Fridays only, the risk is that we might not be able to complete the job before the deadline. But we have tried to minimize to minimize clashes, but that is, you know, how far we could go.
Thank you, Advocate. Honorable Lesoma.
Good morning, colleagues, and thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'm not too sure because I've just joined the meeting now. I was in the waiting room. But having said that, Chair, I would say that also the program, as it does have a general support, that it does also take into account that next week will be also the response to the SONA debate. There will be SONA debates, which normally takes 2 days. But I think in the issue of Friday, which Bonan has spoken to, I'm covered, but also probably we might even as well borrow from Thursdays and where possible, seek permission in Parliament to meet after the plenaries, as it were, because from next week there will be plenaries. And that would be my view, but it must accommodate that most of the members also will be present to the SONA response, and also to give ample time for the various caucuses also to engage in the report before coming to the committee. As a matter of principle, Chair, I agree with the report. Stick to Friday, but also borrow from Thursday in terms of the 2 days as correctly, because there are no other days as correctly the other members said that we need also to do our level best, not to accommodate the individuals, but also to try and accommodate every sort of cap. The 19th of March would have achieved what we thought of the achievement before the month end lapses. Other than that, Chair, I'm fine with the working document. Let's work. Thank you.
Honorable Mafatsu, thank you.
Thank you very Honorable much. Mafatsu. Thank you very much, Lalo. Good morning, honorable members and the chair. I want to support what Honorable Lusoma has indicated in this meeting. Over and above the fact that the Justice Committee might be clashing with this ad hoc, other committees, including your public works and so forth, are sitting on those particular days. And I would also, I'm of a view that Thursday after plenary should be a day that we supplement for Wednesday, because Tuesdays and Wednesdays are committee days, honestly. So I would support that particular. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Mapula, Honorable Mapula, have you raised your hand again?
No, sorry, Mr. Chair, it's an old hand, I'll take.
Okay. Honorable members, as I said, regardless of the size of your party or the color of your skin, we shall treat all of you as equals. And in case there are some adjustments, those adjustments will be done in consultation with all of you. So we shall not impose anything on all of you, on any one of you. But Dr. Lothrix raised the question of the consideration of written submissions. Advocate Bonani, do you want to address us on that? Advocate Bonani?
Yes, Chair.
Yes.
Do you want to address us? I was hoping that the committee, you know, will guide us on that one, because the report that we prepared on submissions covers written submissions and oral submissions in provinces.
Dr. Lothrix? I don't think there's any better response than what Advocate Ramano has given. Are you happy with that?
Chair, my problem is that we have a duty as committee members to actually have to start our post-written submissions. Is that going to be made available?
I think that you are fully entitled to have a sight of them. I think arrangements can be made with the committee secretary for that. I think let's conclude the matter by saying that you are fully entitled to that, and then the committee secretary will make sure that you have access. Honorable members, is there any other issue? Honorable members,
sorry, I
don't know. Other issue, Chair.
No, honorable chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your participation, your valuable contributions, and let's end the meeting on the basis.
Chair, sorry. Chair.
Yes. Yes.
It's Member Wayne Thring here. Just wanting then to confirm that what applies to the Honourable Lothrix also applies to the rest of the political parties who wish to have access to the submissions.
No, you are perfectly right. All political parties are entitled to the same rights. So that will be done. And let's end the meeting on the basis that nothing will be done behind the backs of any one of you. I see another hand there, but there's no name. Is there someone? Oh, Wade iPad.
Yeah, I've just asked the question, Chair. That's me.
Oh, okay. Honourable members, as I said, you will all be treated as equals with the same rights. And if there is anything that you are not happy about in between meetings, you are free to call the committee secretary or myself for clarification, because we must walk this road together and make sure that we deliver to the aspirations to the people of South Africa as a whole, both black and white. And I thank you, and with your permission, I want to adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, Chair. Bye, colleagues.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Long live the Chair.
Thank you, Ndabezitha.